If you'd like to turn your Bibles to the 32nd Psalm. Psalms 32, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. The blessed know Christ. The blessed knows that Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 16, 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 and 17 says, And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Mm-hmm. I don't think he said that casually or calmly. Mm-hmm. I think he said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Right. He knew it with all of his heart, and he would express it in that way in responding to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And thank God he doesn't leave man alone just because man rejects him, because man seeks out his own way. But he continues to deal and to work with man. And thank God he didn't give up on you that are saved. And thank God that he didn't give up on me. Listen, the blessed know Christ is the life-giving Savior. John chapter 20 and verse number 31. John 20 and verse 31 says, But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that you might have life through him. The blessed know Christ as a personal Savior. Luke 19. And verse 6. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He made haste, come down, and received him joyfully. He received him personally. The blessed know Christ as a personal Savior. He's not just up there on the right hand of the Father, but he dwells through the Spirit in the heart of everyone who believes and trusts in Jesus Christ. The blessed keep the commandments of the Lord. They know the Lord's commandments. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18 says, Therefore shalt ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. So the blessed keep his commandments. The blessed know the Lord's commandments. The blessed delight in the Lord's commandments. Psalms 112, verse 1 says, Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Blessed is the man that delights in his commandments. Blessed are those, and the blessed experience this. The good calmness and rejoicing of the spirit in the inner man when we keep the commandments of the Lord. The blessings that come with those. We're blessed to observe the Lord's commandments. Revelation 22, verse 14. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. His commandments. They observe his commandments. The blessed follow Christ. They follow in the light of Christ's countenance. Psalms 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. The blessed walk in the light of the countenance of Jesus Christ. The blessed follow Christ in the newness of life. Look at Romans 6, verse 4. And there went out another horse that was Romans 6 and 4. Let me see. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of light. The blessed of the Lord follow Christ in the newness of life. They follow Christ for a blessed fellowship. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Fellowship with his Son, the one who is the creator of all things. What a blessing and what a privilege that it is to be able to be in fellowship with him. What misery there is and fearfulness when we're not in fellowship with the Lord. But those that are blessed have fellowship and enjoy this blessed fellowship with him. The blessed abide in Christ. They abide in Christ for spiritual blessings. Look at Ephesians 1 and verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The blessed abide in Christ for guidance. Psalms 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The blessed know how to face temptation. They face temptation by watching for sin. Look at Revelation 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. He faces temptation by watching for sin. Behold, I come as a thief in the night, and blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. The blessed face temptation with a sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6 and verse number 17. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We face temptation, and we face it with the word of God. We overcome it with the word of God. When Satan is tempting and Satan is dealing in our lives, then we use the word of God to defend ourselves from Satan and his influence in our life. We hide the word in our heart, and then that way, when temptation comes, that way when Satan brings things in our life in order to tempt us, we can use the word of God. Jesus, when he was tempted of the devil, he used God's word. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. What was he talking about? It was written in the word, the Old Testament in that day. And he says, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God, as well as man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus used his word, And when we are tempted or influenced, and when we need to overcome the things in our life that drag us down and rob us of the enjoyment of our salvation, we need to go to the Word of God and let God's Word wash us and cleanse us and strengthen us. That sword of the Spirit, that we have a defense over temptation, over our own sinful nature, and over Satan and his influence that he'll bring in our lives. The blessed face temptation with the shield of faith, Ephesians 6 and verse number 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith, where we'll be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked. The blessed love the house of the Lord. The blessed attend the Lord's house because they thirst after righteousness. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those who do not hunger and thirst after righteousness are going to be empty. They're going to be empty. There's something going to be missing in their life. They don't feel fulfilled or complete or filled up. They lack always and are not able to stand or to withstand when temptation comes along. But the blessed love the house of the Lord. They attend the Lord's house. The blessed are pleased by being the Lord's house. In Psalms 65 and verse number 4, it says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple. The blessed of the Lord are satisfied with the house of the Lord. The blessed of the Lord prays because of the influence of the Lord's house. Psalms 84 and verse number 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. The house of the Lord. In the church. Those that dwell in the church. The house of the Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in that house. They will be still praising him. They praise him because of the influence of being in the house of the Lord. The blessed are satisfied with Jesus Christ. The whole world is not satisfied with Christ. They want something else. They want something different. They want change, but Jesus stays the same. Sometimes God's people get all caught up in wanting change, but Jesus stays the same. You know what? Our services are archaic because we're having services like they've had in the Lord's house down through the age. We sing the old hymns and so forth. We haven't modernized. We haven't compromised. And I'll tell you, every New Testament church that I know of that has gone modern and has the rock, the Christian rock band and all this kind of stuff have wind up going out of existence in a short period of time or going off into heresy. The blessed are satisfied with Jesus Christ. They're satisfied that Christ dwells in their heart. Look at Ephesians 3. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Christ dwelling in your heart will root and ground you in love. The blessed are rooted and grounded in love because Christ dwells in their heart. They're satisfied that eternal relationship with Christ. John 6 and verse number 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Satisfied that they have an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you satisfied? Are you content? We should never be satisfied and content. We always ought to be striving to have a closer relationship with the Lord, that he might bless our lives. The blessed are satisfied that they have an inheritance in heaven. 1 Peter 1, verse number 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You that have believed and trusted in Jesus Christ, you that have lived your life for the Lord, we have an inheritance, incorruptible. That's can't be destroyed, can't be taken away. An inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved for us in heaven. The only way it could be taken away is to overcome the power of God. And there's no power greater than the power of God. In him, all things consist and all things continue as they were when he created and set in order this world that we're blessed to be able to live in. But listen, those that are blessed have another world that is to come, and a new heaven and a new earth in that one. And that new heaven and new earth will not have to deal with sin in our life. We'll be blessed beyond measure because there will be no tears and no crying. There'll be no suffering and no sorrow. Sin will be wiped away. Sin will be cast off out into eternity, never to affect us or touch us again. We will live eternally in the blessings of the Lord. We'll be able to rejoice. We'll be able to serve him. We'll be able to give him honor and glory for the rest of our life. How long is the rest of our life? Mine is short here, but there it'll be forevermore. There won't be an end to it. I won't have to worry about it. I won't have to be concerned about it. You that know him, you that are blessed, you won't have to worry. You won't have to be concerned when we get there, because we know that we're in the hands of Jesus and we're in the hands of an almighty God, and we know that he can keep us forevermore, and he can keep sin from us forevermore. Think about it. No suffering, no sorrow, no being limited. You know, as you get older, you become limited more and more and more. But there won't be any of that there. We'll have full capacity of our brain and our intelligence. We'll have full use of our glorified bodies. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to this. Jesus, when he appeared to them in the room, he appeared there. He didn't come through the door. He didn't come down the chimney. He appeared. He was there in his glorified body. We're going to have a body like his. And brother, we'll just be able to appear wherever or whenever. And I'll tell you what, when we leave here in death, we'll be here a minute, and a minute later, that's a moment, a twinkling of an eye, we'll be there. Now, how long does it take a spaceship to go? We'll not be limited. You know why we're limited now? Because of sin. And the reason we won't be limited then is there's no sin there. No sin. The reason there's no suffering and no sorrow and no death, because there's no sin. Think about it. When God created Adam and Eve, there's no sin there either. But when God tested man in giving him a choice, innocence. In innocence, there is no righteousness until it's tested. And God tested that innocence when he gave Adam and Eve a choice. And he failed the test. So we have sin. The results of it is suffering and sorrow and ultimately death. And by the way, eternal death for those that fail to receive the blessings of the Lord through repentance and faith and trust him as Savior. Yeah. Gonna have it my way. You can have it your way, but there's one thing about it. You'll pay the penalty for it. And the penalty for sin is death. And sin is a transgression of the law of God. And God commands all men everywhere to repent, put their faith and trust in Jesus in order to be saved, in order to be able to get away and put away sin for all of eternity and forevermore. I don't know about you, but I can't fathom being without sin. I can't fathom being without this battle that we have within ourselves, this struggle between the old and the new. Can't really imagine. But I'll tell you, I know that it'll be so wonderful that we'll never have another fear, worry, or care forevermore. Jesus took that away when he was crucified. If you're here tonight, you don't know. If you died right now, you go to heaven and be with the Lord. You need to humble yourself before him. And in prayer, you need to reach out, believing and trusting that Jesus was God who came in the flesh, that he died for your sin. He was buried and rose again for your justification. And you believe and accept that and trust in it with all of your heart. If he was able to lay his life down and take it up again, it's nothing for him when we lay our lives down for him to take us up again. And because he did that, we have the hope and the steadfast and assured hope that one day, though we're laid down, he'll bring us up again. Let's stand. What shall we sing, brother?